This news could not come at a worse time for American farmers and rural communities. Over the last several years, demand for billions of gallons of homegrown biofuels has been obliterated by the misappropriation of small refinery exemptions to oil corporations. And now a global pandemic has decreased demand further, bringing ethanol prices to a record low. As a result, some ethanol plants stopped buying corn while others have halted production altogether, costing family farmers millions of dollars and rural communities hundreds of jobs. In the midst of these difficulties, the EPA's lack of support for the American biofuels industry is a huge disappointment. But farmers aren't the only losers here. Mid-level blends of ethanol offer a variety of benefits, including air emissions reductions, improved vehicle efficiency, and greater energy security. By failing to support such blends in the final rule, the EPA is doing a great disservice to American drivers, as well as undermining efforts to mitigate climate change and improve air quality.